I'm going to begin a series this afternoon on the Christian ministry. My plan is to preach upon this series in the afternoon until I get through, and I don't know how long that will be. Brother Michael didn't know, but reading Ezekiel 33 and chapters 34 is quite apropos and a good introduction upon the Christian ministry. I've made mention to you some time before that my father-in-law, Brother John Qualls, had sent me some of Pastor Downing's sermons on the Christian ministry that he preached to his own congregation prior to them ordaining three men, I believe, to the ministry. And if I remember correctly, there were 20 some odd sermons. And I will glean from that. I thought they were excellent messages. I'm going to bring some of his points in, some of my own points. For some of you that have heard those sermons, you will know that I've borrowed from him, as well as what he said was excellent, and I concur wholeheartedly. In Ezekiel 33, that Brother Michael read to us this morning, God tells the shepherd, the watchman, which is apropos to the New Testament ministry, that if he sees destruction coming, and I'm paraphrasing this to our modern day New Testament church, that if the pastor sees, if the watchman sees destruction coming in the life of an individual and warns that individual, and the individual does not give heed to the warning, the individual will be destroyed, but the pastor will deliver himself. If the pastor sees the destruction coming and does not warn, the individual will still be destroyed, and the pastor will have to answer for the blood of the individual. And then this afternoon in chapter 34, those prophets in Israel's day that were false prophets, God said he would take the sheep away from them and feed them, and he would destroy the prophets. The Christian ministry is a subject in which much needs to be preached in the day in which we live. There are all kinds of people that claim to be preachers that are false prophets. And you as a congregation are required by God, as we shall see, to know who is and who is not a false prophet. You are required by God to know that. There are many misunderstandings about the ministry, the Christian ministry. The congregation needs to be instructed. And there are also individuals like Brother Michael, who is struggling with the idea as to whether he's called or not, needs to know this. I've had him listen to Pastor Downing's messages. There are some I've been trying to get for a few months. I haven't gotten yet, but plan to get those. And those are reasons why we ought to preach upon this. To clear up misunderstandings, instruct the congregation, to help those that believe they have a call. When Brother Michael first moved here, hadn't been around him much. I knew that he believed he had a call to the ministry, but I didn't know whether he did or whether he didn't until I got him in my office. And first of all, I asked him if he believed he did. And I asked him to give me a reason as to why he thought so. But that's not being mean. As we shall see, as a bishop of a congregation, I am responsible to God for the kind of food you get. I'm responsible to God for the kind of food you get. I'm not going to stick a man in the pulpit just to stick him in there to appease the man. The man thinks he's called to preach. The congregation must listen to him to evaluate as to whether he is or not. Several years ago, when I was pastoring another congregation, there was a couple of young men there that everybody said, and even before I went to pastor that congregation, they all said, "Oh, these two young men, evidently they're called, they're called, they're called." And they tried to push them into the ministry. And they asked me what I thought. I said, "I don't know." And I said, "As far as I'm concerned, if they don't know that they're called, I don't know it." And I got those two young men. I say young, they're kind of my age, a little bit younger, but, and I talked to them, and they didn't know whether they were called or not. And I said, "Well, I don't know whether you are either." And I told the church that. You know what it did? It made those two young men have a lighter burden to bear. They still got up and talked every once in a while. I encourage any male member, if you've got anything on your heart to say it, say it. One of them turned out to be a preacher, the other one didn't, later on. I'm not in the business of making or breaking ministers. That's not my job. I want to be an encouragement to Brother Michael. I want you to pray for me that I will know how to encourage him. And I will know what to say and what not to say. I'm the kind of individual by nature to say, "Well, if you think that's what the Lord have you do it." And not get involved in someone's life too much, unless it's quite obvious. But I pray that if I need to tell him something that is wrong, I'll have the guts to tell him and not be mean about it. I remember when I first started preaching, Brother Houston Patrick said, "Jimmy, the people don't know you, and you don't need to be preaching a lot of duty. You need to establish yourself in the doctrine, that people might have confidence in you before you start preaching a lot of duty to them." And he was right. And so I made sure that I started studying the 5 points. Because I sure didn't know anything when I started preaching. I didn't own a Bible. When the church that I was a member of asked me if I thought I was called to preach, and they voted for me to start preaching one Saturday night a month about 39 years ago this year. Now that's how ignorant I was. And I said since then, after I was ordained and got a little understanding, that I would not put my hand on any man in his ordination unless he had read the Bible at least 5 times through. At least. I don't know whether I've told you that or not, but if I haven't, if you haven't done it, get with it. Brother Zach started Brother Michael out several years ago or some time ago of outlining each book of the Bible so that he might have a familiarity with it. And he's still working on that. And that's good. The Christian ministry is a serious thing. Any one of you men, Brother Downing said this, and I believe it. Any one of you men can get up here and out-preach me probably on any given day. But you can't do it week after week, year after year, on a consistent basis. There's one thing to be entertained, or somebody standing up and giving a good talk, and all that's good, and we like to hear that, and so on and so forth. Any male member ought to be able to do that. But that's not being called to the ministry. That's not being called to the ministry. As I said, we need to clear up many misunderstandings about the ministry. Very few people have a good understanding of what a Christian ministry is. That's what we're going to look at pretty much from the Bible. We're going to look at that from the Bible to some degree. Some have the idea because a man is educated and has a pretty good education about the Bible and Bible things, that's evidence that he's called to the ministry. There is a denomination in this country, the Campbellites. That's what they were known as before they called themselves the Church of Christ. They are not the Church of Christ. I don't say that with mean-spiritedness. I say that because that's what I believe. But they don't believe that a man is called to the ministry. They believe if a man thinks he wants to preach, then he goes to school, he passes the grades, he passes the test, and then he can be a preacher. Now that's what they believe. They don't believe that there is a Holy Spirit. They believe the Bible is the Holy Spirit. You need to know that. That's quite revealing sometimes, and a lot of people think that because a man has an education, then it makes him more qualified. Brother Glenn Blanchard said to a congregation at a minister's meeting one time, he's preaching on Wednesday night, and he told that congregation, and I believe he's right, he said, if our preachers had doctors in front of their name, you'd think more of them. And I'm afraid that's a lot of truth in that. I have a doctor of divinity. And most of these preachers that call themselves Dr. Know-It-All or Dr. Do-Goodism or Dr. Bottom Dollar or whatever doctor they want to stick on to themselves, all they have is the same thing that I have, something that was given to them. When it says D.D., that means it was an honorary degree given to them. And the same school that gave Pastor Downing his doctor's degree, he probably earned his through them, is the same school that gave a doctor of divinity. It is the same school that I have a bachelor of divinity from. And it is the same man that was the head of that school that had another school in Texas to give me a doctor of laws degree because I have written some things. But that doesn't make me a minister. I was tempted when I wrote my book to put Dr. Jimmy Barber on it, thinking maybe it might sell a little bit better and that it might get the word out a little bit better. But I concluded that that might be, and probably was, I don't know, I didn't try to figure it out too much, but it might be more pride and vanity in it if it was, and so I left it off. I don't want to be called Dr. Barber. like John Gill on that. I never thought it, sought it, nor bought it. Though I might have sought it, I might have thought it a little bit, but I don't know. Been so long ago, I don't remember. Other people believe that because a man has a lot of talent, might have a gift of gab, he might have a booming voice, a good delivery of speech, well entertaining to the people, that he has a call to the ministry. Well, he does. That doesn't make a man have a call to the ministry. That's not evident of a call to the ministry. And many have the idea that because a man has said he is called to preach, that means you must accept it and believe him and not give it a second thought. Because a man says he has a call to preach doesn't mean he has a call to preach. There's a lot of subjectivism in a man saying he has a call to preach. But we're going to find from the Word of God there's much clear evidence that will delineate as to whether a man is called or is not called, even though there is some subjectivism. But we shall find that every New Testament minister was associated with a congregation of God. Most of these modern mass evangelist preachers has never been ordained, nor have never been called in and by a congregation, nor ordained by a congregation. They are self-appointed preachers. They have not been called of God. You say, well, you don't know that. Yes, I do know that. A self-appointed preacher is not called of God. We're going to see that in the Word of God. You need to know that. Just because a man says, I'm a called minister, doesn't make him a called minister. You need to know that. The Christian ministry is not separated from a New Testament congregation. The Bible knows nothing about a self-appointed ministry. Every New Testament minister was associated with a congregation. You say, what about John the Baptist? John the Baptist is an exception to the rule, and the exception proves the rule. It doesn't disprove the rule. John the Baptist was the only individual that was a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for any man to put his ministry on the equal with John the Baptist, he has presumed too much. There's only one John. Modern mass evangelism of going around and preaching